Thank you, Dr. Dodge, for that introduction. My name is Jason Meyer, and today we're going to talk about an alternative program approach to look at control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in cotton. Now, the idea of herbicide resistance came about in 1956, and it wasn't thought of very much until 1968, some 12 years later, when we confirmed the first resistant weed to herbicides in the United States. Now, for 7 years, glyphosate used in combination with Roundup Ready technology provided effective weed control. And I say this because in Arkansas, we received in 1996 the release of Roundup Ready soybeans, followed by Roundup Ready cotton in 98. In 2003, we confirmed glyphosate-resistant horseweed in our state, and we currently have it in all cropping counties now. And so we are not effectively controlling weeds with glyphosate at this point. This was followed by common ragweed and giant ragweed in 2004 and 2005, as well as glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in 2006 and Johnson grass in 2007. This is a show you distribution of Palmer amaranth in our state. We started out in 2005 with a little area around in here that we had a suspect resistant population. In 2008, this is what we're seeing now. We have 16 counties that have confirmed. We suspected in 4 and several more. I'm afraid this weed is moving faster than we are. We just can't seem to get ahead of it as fast as this thing is moving. Our concentration was on a site located in Lee County, Arkansas. To give you an idea of what we're facing in this population, this is showing our control with glyphosate 14 days after application of Palmer amaranth. We have one shot of Roundup Power Max at 22 ounces at one leaf cotton. 14 days later, we only had about 78% control. We followed that with another shot of 22 ounces at 4-leaf, only about 75% control. Followed it again at 8-leaf with another 22-ounce shot, 72% control. We weren't gaining on this weed. It was still overtaking us with glyphosate alone. To show you what we were seeing, this is 14 days after the first application of glyphosate. You can see where we burned the top a little bit, turned it a little yellow, a little bit of necrosis on the leaf edges. However, we did not control these weeds. They came back, they produced seed, and they competed with our cotton to take away our yields. And so you have to understand, in the state of Arkansas, over 95% of our cotton is Roundup Ready varieties. Less than 1% are Liberty Link cotton. Now, why is this? Liberty Link was commercialized in 2004. It's not a new technology to us. It allows applications of Ignite to be made over the top from emergence to early bloom. But I think one of the major things is that it was also stated by Culpepper and others in 2000 is that control of annual grasses and amaranthus species are marginal with Ignite alone. It was so much easier to use glyphosate because we could take out larger weeds at any given moment with glyphosate. Therefore, why use a product that requires certain applications and more intense management? Because timely application and proper herbicide selection are necessary for successful weed control in all crop production systems, as noted by Will Cut and Askew in 99. So the objective of our research at this location was to evaluate control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in Liberty Link cotton production systems with Ignite herbicide programs. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this is in Lee County, Arkansas, and this is a Robinsonville fine sandy loam soil, and I'm going to emphasize this is more of a fine sandy soil than it was a loam. We used Fibermax 1735 cotton. We planted it at 4 seeds per foot row on 38-inch centers. Now, this was a dry land cotton location, and it was not bedded. Our plots were 4 rows wide and 50 foot deep with a 10-foot alley between. We established a randomized complete block design with 4 applications, and all of our applications were made with a CO2 backpack sprayer calibrated at 12 gallons per acre. This is a photograph of our trial site. As you can see here, we had a very good population of Palmer amaranth. And as mentioned earlier by one of my colleagues, this is a highly resistant population at this location. Here's another photograph in between our cotton rows. You can see our cotton right here. And this is what we're looking at between rows as far as Palmer amaranth. Different stages of emergence, and a lot of it. So the herbicides we looked at in this trial were Cotteran, Reflex, Direx, Dual Magnum, and Ignite at the rate shown on your right. Now, we rated our visual control 7, 14, and 21 days after each application, and all of our data were subjected to analysis of variance and means separated with Fisher's protected LSD. So now I'd like to look at the results of this trial. First, I'd like to look at our Palmer amaranth control 7 days after our two-leaf cotton application. We have our treatments on the x-axis with our percent control on the y-axis. Now, I would like to note that these pre's have been out for 17 days at this point. They were applied 10 days prior to the two-leaf cotton application of Ignite. And so we see that Ignite alone on this two-leaf, 7 days later, we're only getting about 21-22% control. And our pre's are starting to release, and we're starting to have some escapes of Palmer amaranth. With our directs, we're still about 97-98% control, and it was one of our superior treatments at this time. As we move out 14 days after a six-leaf cotton application, which followed the two-leaf Ignite alone, we had applied Ignite at four-leaf to our pre's. We see better control from our Ignite, however, it's still not as good than when we had the residual pre applied. And as we move out 14 days after our 10-leaf cotton application, three shots of Ignite, still less than 50% control, and we have excellent control when we had a residual pre applied. So we're showing how important it is here that you cannot treat Ignite like glyphosate. You have to use that residual pre up front in control of Palmer amaranth, whether it's glyphosate resistant or not. One of our main questions was from a lot of producers was, what about Ignite Plus Dual? Because that's one of their favorite treatments. It allowed them the flexibility to plant all their crops or to plant all their fields and then come back after it emerges. They've got a good stand. They can come back in with Roundup, knock out the existing vegetation, and put down their dual for a residual. Will that work with Ignite? Well, let's see. Again, we're looking at amaranth control 7 days after a two-leaf cotton application, and we've added our Ignite Plus Dual early post. We didn't expect to see a benefit from Dual at this time. It doesn't have much activity, if any, on emerged weeds. And so we're still seeing the same results from the same treatments here of our pre's that have been out for 17 days at this point compared to the Ignite alone. As we move out 14 days after our six-leaf application again, we still see the Ignite Plus Dual is similar to Ignite alone following two shots, and our residual pre's following one shot of Ignite Plus Dual at four-leaf still providing excellent control of Palmer amaranth. This is a really good treatment because we're actually, by the time some of these residual pre's are starting to break, we can come back in with the Ignite Dual and add to our residual activity, plus take care of any weeds that have escaped. As we move out to 14 days after our 10-leaf cotton application, again, we're not seeing the benefit of the Ignite Plus Dual alone without that residual pre, which means that pre is really crucial in effectively controlling this weed in this production system. To show you what we were looking at, this is our untreated check. This is what it looks like when you don't do anything at all or use glyphosate, because this is not, we can't do anything with this cotton. Our three applications of Ignite looks a little bit better. However, again, we're still losing a lot of yield. We're making it difficult on ourselves to harvest this cotton. Plus, we're wasting a lot of money. Ignite Dual, an early post followed by two applications of Ignite. It looks a little bit better, but if you look real close, you can see a lot of Palmer amaranth seed heads inside the canopy. These are going to cause a lot of problems because we're not reducing our seed population any. These are going to produce seed. They're going to come back next year, and we're going to have the same problem again. Looking at our Cotteran pre followed by two applications of Ignite, if you look right here in your left-hand side, this is the untreated check, and this is what Cotteran pre right beside it looks like. Very clean. Our Cotteran pre followed by Ignite Dual, followed by Ignite again, also an excellent, excellent program. Very good weed control out of this combination. So, in conclusion, Ignite applications have got to be made when Palmer amaranth are small, less than 3 inches for adequate control, which is also noted by Hill and others in 97. This is something that we're really stressing to our producers is, what is a 3-inch weed? It's not 3 inches above crop canopy. That's a 3-inch weed. You gotta get it when it's small if you're gonna control it with Ignite. Also, a pre-emergence herbicide is critical for control of this Palmer amaranth in a liberally linked cotton production system. An Ignite Plus Dual Magnum applied early post is not gonna be an effective herbicide treatment without that residual pre-applied. So, Liberty Link cotton can be a viable production system that is effective for management of glyphosate-resistant weeds, especially Palmer amaranth. Now, it was really interesting because we conducted several plot tours at this location just to show the growers what this looks like, because they're not really picking up the Liberty Link production system, as I mentioned earlier, because Roundup Ready was just so much more flexible and so much more easier for them to use. And one of the producers made a comment to me that he actually planned on using a residual pre with his Roundup this year. However, he got all of his fields planted and the rain came. It was 2 weeks before he can get in and he had a mess. He said they were all over a foot tall and he couldn't do nothing with them. Another producer made the comment that, well, we didn't want to, but we put our tanks back on our tractor and we put our pre out right behind the planter and we had a clean field. And so they're adopting this idea. It's not anything new to them. A lot of them remember what it was like when you didn't have the glyphosate technology, using the pre up front, and they're going back to this. It's a little slow. It took him a little bit longer, he said, but he harvested his cotton. He didn't have all this reductions in money loss. And so hopefully in the near future with improved varieties they're coming out with Liberty Link cotton, some of our growers will adopt this technology and use it in managing glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. Thank you for your time, and I'll entertain any questions that you may have.
Questions for Jason?
Yes, sir, Dr. Norsworthy.
I have a question. You said, you showed in your introductory slide, this site, 75% control of your resistant ball type with glyphosate. You said this site is highly resistant in terms of the ball type. But then when I saw presentations yesterday, you look out the southeast, and even some of them presented yesterday, I guess from mid-south, we were seeing 0 to 10% control of resistant Palmer amaranth with glyphosate. So,
yes, sir. And that population, his question was asking about how can we see 75% control in a highly resistant population. Now, this was a very large area, and the population, as noted by Darty and yesterday, was 67 to 97% of glyphosate resistance in that area. And therefore, with that population, you can knock out, you can get about 75% control looking at how much we reduce that weed size. But if you didn't control it at all, and a population that thick, 25% left is a lot of pigweed, a lot of Palmer amaranth. And so looking at how much we reduced the size of the weed, although we did not kill it, we did reduce it. However, later in the season, it still overtook us. Yes, sir.
Yes, I saw where you, in the beginning, noted that you applied the guy in 12 gallons, correct?
Yes, sir. That's a very good point from Dr. Barber. On the label of Ignite, it does say no less than 15 gallons per acre and do not use an air induction tip. We do this at 12 gallons per acre. We've done a lot of research with different tips and different volumes. 12 is not as good as 15 or 20. However, we are getting good coverage, and I do believe that if we would up our gallon per acre rate, that we would get better coverage and better control. However, it's hard to get a producer to adopt 20 gallons per acre. You just can't. It's not viable for them. They want to use as less volume as they can, and so 10 gallons per acre to 12 still is against the label and still is not as good as 20. However, applications at 12 gallons per acre we have seen as good of control as 15 or 20. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I apologize for that. I failed to mention, at this location we are very fortunate. He asked if our dual was activated. We received very good rainfall at this location being dry land. Our pre's were activated very well. Our dual did lay out there for quite a bit longer than it should have before we received enough rainfall to activate it, and I do believe that had some negative impacts on our activity from our dual. However, that's something we face in a dry land situation. We're using pre's and residuals that have to be activated by rainfall, that timing is critical. And so I believe if we'd have gotten adequate rainfall, that dual may have looked a little bit better in keeping some Palmer amaranth from germinating. Yes, sir, we have. We did not focus on that in this study because we wanted to show the importance of a pre instead of a pre-plant. Other research we have conducted has shown that a pre-plant application of such as Reflex does really good. And therefore, if the producer wants that kind of flexibility where he can go out pre-plant and apply his Reflex and get that extended amount of residual activity, that is also a viable option. We didn't focus on that with this study because we wanted to show the importance of having at least one pre out at planting to control how much difference it makes than just Ignite alone. Any other questions?
Additional questions?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.